The Shabbos is Pash B'Shalach. Pash B'Shalach after Yitzis Mitzrayim. So Klai Yisrael is one away from the Mitzrayim, they're coming after them. And Kosh Baruch Hu made a nes and split the Yam Suf. Klai Yisrael went through and the Mitzrayim drowned and Klai Yisrael was saved. Therefore, afterwards, Klai Yisrael said, Oz Yoshia, they said Shira to Kosh Baruch Hu. Because of this, we call the Shabbos Shabbos Shira. That's one thing, the Shabbos is Shabbos Shira. Another thing is, it happens to be the 15th day of the month of Shvat, which is known as Tu B'Shvat. We have two different things in Shabbos. One is Shabbos Shira and one is Tu B'Shvat. The Milo of the end of Tu B'Shvat is what it says in Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah. It starts off, Abu Rosh Hashanah Meim, four Rosh Hashanahs. And the last Rosh Hashanah, according to Beis Hillel, is on Tesvav Shvat, is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis. If we have one end of Rosh Hashanah for the Ilonis and one end of Shabbos Shira, there are common yonim to go through each one, saying Ashkafo, or Dagodo, or Melachas, or Menhogim. Just not go through them all, but just if you want to see them in different swarm, there are four different swarm, Heineken swarm. One is a Padres Elazar, one is a Moedim Simcha, one is a Netta Gavriel, one is the Birkas David. Between those four, there's about 600 pages written on these two topics, Shabbos Shira and Tu B'Shvat. So, as the Birkas, they go through the Gato, they go through the Alacha. If you want to know more about it, you can mine to those form. I'm going to try to stick to Birkas Alacha aspects. The Gato Shabbos Shira, one minig is, that's brought down in Simon Reshches in the Bach, is that people eat chitim shleimim, pieces of wheat, the whole wheat, and they cook it. The Bach is talking about what bracha to make on it, and it's brought down that was a minig, and the Chassam Tzoyv had this minig. The Sman said, I don't see anyone have this minig, but there is one minig that to eat chitim shleimim. Another minig that's brought down, that's Yidum, of course, and everyone's in cheder, is that we feed birds on Shabbos Shira. We give the tziparim, the birds, we give them what to eat. Among the Sfarim, the two main reasons, the common reasons, but among the Sfarim, two main reasons. One is what the Aruch HaShulchan says in the Tais for Shabbos, it's Simen Shin Chav Dalet, that when we said Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the birds also said Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, we are giving them what to eat, either as in the Kamar Korosh HaToiv, or we're giving them what to eat, as through them we will remember the Simchos of Shiras Yam Suf, but we're giving them as because they said Shira by the Yam. Another reason why we give them what to eat on Shabbos Shira is what's known from the Chazal, is that besides this week of having the Pash of Kriyas Yam Suf, the Pash of Oz Yoshir, it is also the first time Klai Yisrael received the Mon, the Pash of Amon. And I think it was known today that they went around with ramcols announcing that a person should say Shnai Mikra Vechatargum today on Pash Amon as a Segula for Parnoso, and they gave out all these sheets as a Segula for Parnoso. Where it comes from, I'm not exactly sure, but they have the Makoris for it. The Maaseh in Halacha, it is brought down in Siman Aleph in Arachayim Sefei, the Mechaber says, Toiv Loima, it's good to say every day Parshas Amon. It's good to say it every day. It says in Mishnah Berurah, why in Sifkon Yud Gimel is calling a Yishalmi in Brachas? Because, Kol Ha'Omer Parshas Amon, whoever says Parshas Amon, Muftoyach Lo Yishlo Yisma'atum is a Noisa. Because Yishalmi, it's Avtocha, they won't be made from your Mezainas. So even though they go around civilly and today they should say it, however, the Mishnah Berurah says, whoever says it, Kol Yom, every day, is Avtocha from the Yishalmi, you won't be Maifi Mezainas. And they're not talking about Shnei Mechav Vechatargum, they're talking about Stam saying the Parsha one time every day, and Kama Sidurim do have it. It's a Toyev Loim in the Mechaber, you don't have to, but it's a Toyev Loim, it's a good thing to do. Another thing on Simon is that if people say there's Chivis and the Esses Chivis, is also Indian to say that it's brought down, one of the Esses Chivis is to say about the Parsha of the Mon every day. Not the Parsha, but to remember the Mon every day. And what happened with the Mon, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe they're going to get Klai Yisrael to receive it every single day. If you look at the Elias Leon, sitting in the Yeshiva, it has 10 Sechiris over there. The Chidol, where's it from? I think it's the Chidol. But he's the one about Mon is a Pasuk in the Barim. Yeah, some have 6, one some have 10. But the one about the Mon, it has to be a Pasuk in the Torah. That's the Zohar, you should remember the Mice of the Mon. The Indian of, again, the Mon, what happened, we're supposed to receive it every single day. However, on Shabbos, we will not receive it. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klai Yisrael that what? You should not collect on Shabbos, because you're going to receive a double portion, Erev Shabbos, Lekovit Shabbos, and collect that double amount on Erev Shabbos. So it's brought down the Medrash that the Rishoyim, Dosim, Vavion, they went out that night, Lel Shabbos, and they took the Mon, and they put it in the middle of the fields. So therefore, when everyone wakes up in the morning, and Moshe said there won't be any Mon, and Lamais, there will be Mon, there will be a Chil Hashem, will be a Bushu to Moshe, Beinu, and see, it won't be true. What happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw this, and Hefer HaTzalsam, and he sent the birds down, the birds went and ate up all the Mon, and the next morning, when Dosim, Vavion went out to collect, there was no Mon there, and it came out, it was not no Chil Hashem, it was a Kiddush Hashem, and whatever Moshe Rabbeinu said, that's what it was. Because the birds did this, therefore there's Zaycha to us to feed them on Shabbat Shira. That's two main Minhagim where it comes that we give them on Shabbat Shira. Now, if we're allowed to not, it's Machloikis. It's based upon a Sugya and Shabbos on the Kuf Nunhei on the Beis. The Gemara Maskono, the two Mahalchim among the Rishonim, it's Machloikis Rishonim. First, the Isser of feeding animals on Shabbos is Isser Rabbanon of Tircha. Keep me matriach yourself to give birds or any animals what to eat on Shabbos. Isser of a Tircha. However, the Gemara says very clearly something that is mezainos in Alecha, that their nourishment is put upon you, it's your responsibility, you have a right to give them what to eat. Well, Marshall, you have fish in your house, an aquarium, of course, you'll have to give them what to eat, else they'll starve, and mezainos in Alecha, you have a right to give them what to eat. What does that mean? So Machlokes, the Ran says it means that any animal you own, it's considered mezainos in Alecha, anything that you own is yours, you have a right to give them what to eat. That's one rule the Ran says. Vaidi says, even if you did not own it, even if it's hefker, but something that's not shchiach for them to get, it's something that's not like mayim, which is shchiach, and ichnam, you have a right to give them also. That means your own animals you have a right to give, or any other animal that has not shchiach to get mezainos. According to the way the Ran learned, he says the Gemara's case over there is giving chitim v'sa'im to birds, giving wheat and barley to birds. The Gemara is learning that even though it's not your animal, since it's not shchiach like maim, you have a right to give them what to eat. So according to the Ran, the Gemara's maskon is you have a right to give birds what to eat. Any Shabbos, and certainly on Shabbos Shiva, even though they're happy, you have a right to give it to them. That's the Ran Shita. The Rambam learns that the getter of mezainos in Alecha does not mean whether you own it or not, or shchiach or not. The getter is whether it's your achrayas, whether it's your responsibility. If you own it, it's usually your responsibility. Or let's say it's a mitzvah, it's your responsibility. However, stamazo, you have no right to give it. Give mezainos to an animal that's not your achrayas. Therefore, according to the Rambam, a person has no right to give a bird any chitim v'sa'arim that he does not own. He has no right to give hefker chitim v'sa'arim to birds or to any animal. So Machlok is the Ran versus the Rambam. How do we pass in Mechaber and Simon Shinchov Dalit and Sifyut Aleph? He pass in Bestimus like the Rambam that the only right you have to give mezainos to animals is things that are your achrayas. Things that are not your achrayas, or even Isra Abonim Tircho. That's how the Poskim Paskin comes along the Mogad Avram and he brings down this minig. His words are, it's Sifkon Zayin, Yesh Noigim, Loses Chitim Basada, B'Shabbos Shira, Lefnei Oifes. People are annoyed to give chitim on Shabbos Shira in front of birds. Some people have this minig. Where's the minig? In Chulak Iran. Says the Mogad Avram, Ve'einai Nochon, it's incorrect. According to Beis Yosef, the Mechaber passing like the Rambam, it's not your achrayis, and says the Mogad Avram, it's ainan ochron, a person is oyvim nisid rabbanon, to give stam any animal that's not your achrayis, give them what to eat on Shabbos Shira, or any Shabbos. This sheet of the Mogad Avram, the Poskim bring down, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and Sivkon Ches brings down, Mishneh Berurah and Sivkon Lamed Aleph, they say ainan ochron, the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, Simpei Zayin, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosoi, and the Yaivitz Loshen and Siddur is, it's shtus for osur. Anyone who gives birds in Shabbos Shira, it's shtus for osur. It's narishkeit and it's osur. So we want Mahaluch among the Gdol HaPoskim, Mishneh Berurah, the Imein, the Echad Mogad Avram, the Navadis, it's osur on Shabbos Shira to give the birds what to eat. So osur is not your chayis, it's hefker, it's not yours. We have the bird cage, Avad, you have a right, but it's not your chayis, it's hefker, you have no right to give them what to eat. On the other side, the Kamen Mekilim. First, this whole Isidur Abonim. I had a pasuk the Erev Shabbos, which the Mogad Avram does bring down, but the Erev Shabbos, he passes like the Ran, and the Loshen, the Chazanish, and the Archaim, Simon, and the Ches, has Soymich al Divar Ran lo Hifsid. Anyone who's Soymich on the Ran is not Mafsid, and has the right to give Hefker things that are not Shechir to give them what to eat. Even though in Ochet Zabenu, you have to know, in Chelk Aleph, Omen Kufnum Beis, he says he is the Chazanish. If you're allowed to give birds what to eat on Shabbos Shira, and the Chazanish says it's Osir, Asa Mishabu and Mogan Avram, Aval Maisin, the Chazanish, he paskin, whoever's Semech Adivir Ram, lo Hifsid. Whoever's Semech Adivir Ram is not Mafsid. You have to know why. One time he said Osir, one time he says not Mafsid. Another Makar to be Makal is the Makar Chaim, the Chavaziyar, and Simon Shinchov Dalet. He tells us the only time the Mogad Avram and the Mishabuah are answering, the Mogad Avram Baker is answering, is only when you put it Lefneim. The Lashon of the Mogad Avram is, Yesh Noigim Lasa Chitim Shabbos, Sadat Lefnei Oifis, in front of the birds. And therefore, give it in front of them, that's Nikr that you're giving it to them, that's Tircha, that's Asr. However, let's say they're not around, you're putting it on your windowsill, they're not around, and you come later, says the Chavaziyar, the Kuliyam will be Mutar, but there's no problem, because the whole Isser is Al Tircha, when it's Nikr. Here it's not Nikr, stop me putting it outside the window. Another makor to be mekel is a Tosfos Shabbos that says the whole issur again is only al tircha. If you're doing it as l'shem mitzvah, the reason why the birds were giving it to them because they did shear by the yam, and therefore giving it them al k'may koris atoyv al mitzvah, there is no issur if you're doing a mitzvah to matriach yourself. The marshal in Simon Shinlam and Gimel is brought down that the Ramah says a person can be do any shvus to tzarech mitzvah. Says be alacha. What do you mean any shvus? A shvus is also the rabban is also tzarech mitzvah. Says be alacha from the Pima Gadam. Tircha v'uvde dechol is mutter l'tzarech mitzvah. A tircha is mutter l'tzarech mitzvah. So according to the Tosfos Shabbos, he's saying this is nichol geder of a mitzvah. Why? As a curse to the birds. So why do you have a right to feed them on Shabbos? The Tosfos Shabbos, his mahalach is brought down by Aruch HaShulchan. He comes out that way. The Yishai, the Marsham, Das Torah, the Kavachaim. Kama place can bring down this Tosfos Shabbos and the Somech on it la locha. Another makor to be mekel is Aruch HaShulchan. He writes, Min Gisol Torahu and Avada, you can do what Chai Yisrael does, feed the birds on Shabbos. And he says the whole reason, again, it's also similar to the Tosfos Shabbos, is only Al Tatircha when you're doing it for them. He's not doing it for them, you're doing it for yourself. You have a right to matriach yourself for your own good, for yourself. You have a right to, and you're doing it for yourself. Why? Because you're giving them what to eat. Through them, you'll remember the simchos of Shir Sayyam. You're doing it for yourself. You remember through that the happiness you had in Shir Sayyam. So again, so we have poiskim on both sides. Gedolah poiskim, the Aruch HaShulchan is mekel, Tosfos Shabbos, Ohel Shabbos is mekel, and you have machmirim. The Avad Yosef and Simon Shinchov Dalit and Levias Chayin, he said Avad you should be Mekel, he read Mekel. Tzitz Liyazin, Chalik Yudal, Simchov Ches, says, Kama Yireim, Mishleim, the Minig was to give it out. So what exactly what to do? Whatever your Minig is, that's what you do. The Ovik Ma'avid, Ovik Ma'avid. Avad, there are two set Mahalchim in the Gdela Poiskim. But maybe to get them both in, is what's brought down the two ways. One is what's brought down in the stipend or Chesavenu, in Chelik Alev, Simon Kuftun Beis. He tiny did not want Mavatim and Gisol. Minigisol is to give the birds what to eat. However, there's a Mogad Avon, Mishra Peru, how can he go against them? So what did he do? He gave in Yemishon. He gave the birds. There was Zaychov, Idak, whatever the reason is, they gave them, but did not give it to them on Shabbos. Gave it to them on Yemishon, Al Simonik Klein Song. It's not close. I'm not sure. And another eight is brought down, that's what Stifle himself, he gave it Yemushin. Another eight is brought down to say, the Torah Shabbos is to give it on Er Shabbos. Or right before Shabbos, so by the time it comes Shabbos, it will still be there, the bread. Or I heard from other people, is that you put it outside and cover it. And then on Shabbos, uncover it. So therefore, your mamash, you gave it them, but without really giving it them, you won't really matriach, Yishlam, that works halacha. But that's what I heard other people say, that different ways to not get involved with this problem, this machlokes, mekayim the minig, and still won't get involved with the issur of giving birds what to eat, either given on Sunday or Shabbos or cover it. Another minig on Shabbos Shira is when Moshe by davening is that we say Osh Yashiv, so Kamal Kehilas have a minig that they say Pasik by Pasik. I think Yeshiva Smith they don't do it, but come on, all the Shtiblach and most shuls they do, the Chazan says it once and the person says it afterwards, they go Pasik by Pasik. The Sefer Charedim in Paragayin Gimel and Segula Gimel, he says Lav Dafkar, he's not talking about on Shabbos Shiva, but he says every single day when you say Oz Yoshir, you say it B'kol, out loud, say for Simcha, happy, say it clearly. And why? And you say that if today you went out of Mitzrayim, and through this he says it's a Segula to Mechapi Avoinus. Anyone who every day says Oz Yoshir is a Segula to Mechapi Avoinus, you say it B'Simcha. The Chidah brings down from the Zohar, and the Loshem Mishnevru and Simon and Aleph Sivkon Yud Zayin is V'yoyim Hashiras Hayom B'Simcha, Eim Hashiras Hayom with happiness, V'yidma B'dayto Kilo V'oisa Hayoyim Ova V'yam, and you should put in Yom Das as if today you went through the Kriyas Yamsuf, V'oyim B'Simcha Moichel Lo Avanoisav. The Mishnevru brings down from the Zohar, then we say Oz Yoshir every day, it's Moichel Lo Avanoisav, we say B'Simcha, as if you yourself went out, Yitzhias Mitzrayim, as if you yourself went through the Yamsuf. So Shlush Zambia must ask to people that when they come late, the first thing you usually skip is Oz Yoshir. You should realize what you're skipping. You're skipping something that has school to Meichelov, Kolov, and Oisov. People are running out for schoolers. It's brought down Mishabru, Laloch, and the Zoyar. It's a wonderful school, and Laloch is, and Simon, I think, in the base, Laloch is what you should skip. The first thing you should skip is Oz Yoshir, one of the first things. Interesting, that's one of the first things you should skip, and yet you're Meichelov, Kolov, and Oisov. So a other person should realize how important it is to come on time to davening. Another Indian by Oz Yoshir is best of all year round also, is that we stand when we say Oz Yoshir every day, even though in the Halacha is brought down in the Ramon, Simnon Aleph, in the Mishabruah, that you only have to stand for Yivarach David until Atahu Hashem Alekim. However, the Minig As I saw in the article this morning, he says the minig is not like the mishabu, it's stamp on Baruch Tov until Baruch Hu. When it comes on the minig, I saw the Chaim Noam, such a Shulchan, Simon Yilches, Sef Dalet says the minig is to stamp for the whole thing for Oz Yashir. But that also comes where the minig is, when we had Kriyas Atayua by Oz Yashir, the minig is also, we stand, even people still don't stand by Kriyas Atayua, however by Oz Yashir or by Aser Sedibrus, people get up for Oz Yashir. When to get up, so Chaim Noam, and Simon Pedal and Ksatz Shulchan says you should get up on the Yesha Hashem v'Yemahu, not get up from Oz Yashir. You should get up two psukim beforehand, because that is all chelik of the Oz Yashir. Now, if you have a right to get up or not, I think the Ilm knows it's the machloikis by Sash Sadibra. Let's say a person usually, if he always stands, you have a right to stand. But if, let's say you usually sit, is there anything wrong by getting up by a Sash Sadibra? So Ramosha has a tshuva on Archaim, Chelik Dalos and Chapeis. He mentions there the minig of standing by his Yashir, and he's talking about the standing by the Sash Sadibra. And they ask him, is it wrong? Because it looks like the whole Torah you sit down for, you're not makshiv. And this, he's standing up for a Sash Sadibra. That means it looks like minus, that this is the ikkun and everything else that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't say. So Ramosha answered back, Avada, no, you have a right to stand for it, because everyone knows that there's a special chashivas to the Sash Sadibra, that we heard a say from Kadosh Baruch Hu, who was Zerchidir from Hashem. And since it's a chashivas, everyone stands was standing up for it, and no concern of minus. Avada, you have a right to stand up for it. Everyone understands there's a chashivas from it, that this is where we came Klai Yisrael, this is the end of the Mitzrim, where we came the Am Yisrael. Avada, you have a right to stand up for it. That's the Chur according to Moshe. What? Mechatzai, it's there is a mile of Avada, Kriyas Yamsov, and everyone stands a mile of standing up for it. Even if we were Klai Yisrael by Chatzai. However, there's on the other side, the Chavadas in Chelik Aleph Simchav Tes, he quotes Shuvas Rambam, there's a Rambam Shuvan Perador, that he says is also to stand by Seres Tadibros. The person does not stand because the Torah has no right to stand by Seres Tadibros. Looks like Minus. And Vad Yosef, with his Bekias and Bacharifis, he's very stark and says also if a person does stand, if he passes a local mice, he cannot stand by Seres Tadibros. If that's so, who did Ozzy Oshish? Me no Chelik. However, the mice of a person should do, both of them agree with Maskon, Seres Moshe, Seres Avad Yosef. Because if a person's in a place where everyone does stand, do you have a right to sit? So Moshe says it's also for you to sit. He owns, first of all, you're allowed to stand. Void, if you sit, being pushed in the tzibur, and you have to stand. Comes along, Avad Yosef says, also, let's say in a place where everyone stands. And he says it's wrong, and you should change your minig and mavatul minig. But let's say you can't. And no one here has a correct mavatul minig, that's him. No of us here. So you're in a place that everyone's standing. What should you do? Says Avad Yosef, Avad, you have to stand, not to mavatul minig. I.e. standing specifically for Seres Tadibros or Oz Yashir. He says, no, stand by the whole, by that parasha. Stand the whole entire parasha. Stand from the beginning of either B'Shalach or stand the whole Pachas, he says, by that Aliyah. And then you're not standing up specifically for a Seres Tadibros. Then Echonami, you have a right to do that. So if you want to get all the days, the whole Pachas, the person should try to stand by the whole Pachas, the beginning of that Aliyah, or even better, to stand by the whole entire Kriya by Parashas B'Shalach. That's Al Shabbat Shira, Al Tz'inin of Tu B'Shvat. So, Negeit in L'Alocho. So one thing is what Rabbeinu Gershom, Meir Goyla, and Tshuva and Simni Dalit brought down by the Rishonim, the Mordechai, and the Gois Maimli in Rosh Hashanah, Vulcha Shoifer, that there's a person allowed to fast on Tu B'Shvat. There's a person allowed to fast. So it says Rabbeinu Gershom, a person is not allowed to. Why? Because the first Mishnah on Rosh Hashanah says Abba Rosh Hashanah Meim, and Nisan El Tishrei, and the Shvat, and since they're said together, and Medama one to another, therefore just like you cannot fast on one of them, you cannot fast on any of them. It's interesting, he's looking at it from a Mishnah. He says, even though Bat and Vada, certain Rosh Hashanahs are higher and better than the other ones, but since by three of them you cannot fast, who in the fourth one you cannot fast? And that's how it's brought down Lalocha in the Machab and Sim Tokov Ayim Beis. You cannot make a Gezerah to fast, let's say Monday, Thursday, Monday, if one of those days come out to Bushvat. It says the Machab, a person is also to fast. Based upon this, the Mogadvom, Mishnevu, and the Paiskim, and Simon Tovkov, Ayin Gimel says, who didn't, let's say, getting married after Tu B'Shvat? Are you allowed to fast on Tu B'Shvat? Says, Lava Davka Baha, but who didn't? You cannot fast even on your day of Yechasno, because it's my say it's Iksas Yontif, it's Iksas Simcha, like all the other Rosh Hashanim have Iksas Simcha, who didn't? This day, Tu B'Shvat, has Iksas Simcha, Daimit Yontif, and you cannot fast. Who didn't you cannot fast? Let's say you fast Al Shevivim, or who didn't you cannot fast Al Sayyartzeit? You cannot fast on Tu B'Shvat. Another halacha which they learn out from this is the Mechaber in Simon Kuf Lamed Vav. It says a person does not say Tachnun on Tu B'Shvat. Says the Goyin, why? He sends you back to the halacha of Masanah. You do not fast. And Lashon the Goyin is Ki Yomai Kol Dal Rosh Hashanah Yontif. Like all Rosh Hashanah, all four Rosh Hashanah have a din of a Yontif, and you can't fast. And who didn't? You cannot say Tachnun. The person does not say Tachnun. What about the mincha before? And do you say tafnir or not? Then that's machlokes of what machaber holds. However, the paiskim say, the bnei Ashkenaz say, the bnei Sfard, they all hold. They did not say mincha. They did not say tafnir even the mincha before. And say the day itself and say the day before. And this year Be'etzim is no nafkamino because it comes on Shabbos. However, one nafkamino is the halacha of tzikoscha by mincha. Do you say tzikoscha or not? So it's brought down similar ways like Bay, that the klal is when there is no tachnun, then you do not say tzikoscha. And since Tu B'Shvat there will be no tachnun, therefore you would not say tzikoscha. There's an interesting tshuva by Mari Brunya in Simon Kuf Nun. He's a Talmud of the Chumash Adeshin. It's a 3-line tshuva. He said, someone asked him, when do you say tzikoscha? 1 week yeah, 1 week not, 1 week yeah, 1 week not, for 9 weeks in a row. So he answered, when? Tu B'Shvat, when it comes on Shabbos. Why? Because on Pashmois, you do say it. Because there's no reason not to. On Pashmois, which Chodesh, you don't say it. Pashmois, you do say it to the Koscha. Pashmois of B'Shalach, you don't say it to B'Shvat. Pashmois Mishpotim, he says you don't say it to Erev Chodesh. On Pashmois Truma, you do say. On Pashmois Tzav, you don't say it to Erev Purim. On Pashmois Kisisa, you do say. The point of a Shuvah, I have no idea. But my idea, he's writing it and written for Doris, the Talmud, the Chumash Hadash, and writing that is 9 weeks, one after another. 1 week you do say, 1 week you don't say. What? Mishpatim, you every Shchodesh you don't say. And Shum, you do say, and Tzav, you don't. You see that. Then V'yachav Kuda, you say it 2 weeks in a row, and then you don't say the whole month, Nisan. But 9 weeks in a row that you rotate. Another shala, do you say Lam Natsayach after Ashrei during the week? So that's Machloikis in Simen Kuf Lam and Aleph among the Bnei Ashkenaz and Bnei Sfard. The meaning is on the Bnei Ashkenaz we do say it, and Bnei Sfard they don't say Lam Natsayach. The Yirotzen by Kriyas HaTorah, do you say it or not? It's totally intact on the Paiskim say, therefore everyone does not say the Yirotzen. The Kel Erech HaPaim by taking on the Sefer Torah, that's totally in Lam Natsayach. That means according to the Bnei Ashkenaz, who do say Lam Natsayach, would say Kel Malach Rachman, and according to the Kel Erech HaPaim, and according to the Bnei Sfarad, they would not say it. Another loch in the game, similarly to Shabbos, is you say Avarachimim, so that's also in the forest. The klal is totally in Tachanun, from God makes it down in Simresh Pei Dalet, Neshal Vams of Kon Ches, and since we do not say Tachanun, we will not say Tachanun to B'Shvat, therefore the Kuli Alma says a Paiskim, we do not say Avarachimim also on to B'Shvat this Shabbos. That's Asla Locho. This past Friday, I was diving by Reuben, and I have Dov Schwartzman, and Baruch Schwartzman was there, and I asked him, Tu B'Shvat's coming up, what should a person do for Tu B'Shvat? He told me, he Paris, he says Shachianu. That's what you should do. So, where's the Makar for Paris, and what's the ending of Shachianu? So, the Makar for Paris is Betzim of Mokhan Avram, and Simon Kuf Lam and Aleph. He says in Sivkon Tezayin, V'noyagim Ashkenazim laharbet b'minei Paris sholi lonois. Tikkuni Soscho. The minik of the Ashkenazim is to marbin Paris of the trees from the Tikkuni Soscho is quoting. The minik, the Mokhan Avram exam, this minik, the marbin Paris. Put down the Paiskim, the Shavuot, Sivkon Lam and Aleph, Behetiv, the early Rabbah, all the Paiskim bring it down. Someone asked if Doiv, Meister said, Minig Ashkenazim, that's Germany. We're not from Germany, we're not so, we're England, we're America. I said, L'chor should not be on Minig. So Doiv just looked at him like, that's Minig, that's what we do. What's the Shiloh? Well, Meister, L'chor, what he means, Minig Ashkenaz, L'chor means Ladakh Germany, it means even France or England. And it's brought on the Kavachayim in the Sivkon Tzadik Zayin, that he writes that Minig Bnei Sfarad, I think Bnei Sfarad even took on this Chumro, this Minig, even more than the Bnei Ashkenaz already. It's brought down in the Pats Alozer, Amun and Tess, it's a Minig Hasidim, and they also took on this Minig Chayeshtak. And the Yavitz and Siddur says it's a Minig Bnei Ashkenaz. The Minig Eretz Yisrael. The Yavitz and Siddur says, Bnei Eretz Yisrael do it. The Meisim.
He brings down there that taking the South Pole in Tzfar, so he said Ashkenaz, he was a Sfaradi. Ashkenaz just been in Germany, not a Sfaradi.
Okay. So, yeah, partially it means that. But Maisa is brought down, the Sfaradim do it now, and the Chassidim do it now, and the Bnei Yisrael do it now, and the Ashkenazim, everyone does it now, to eat Paris. Exactly how to eat Paris, what to eat Paris. So, Lamarshal, one thing the Minig is to have dry fruit. What's the reason in Makar to have dry fruit? So they say, oh, they're Hashkofa, that right now it's Yimei Shevivim, and it looks like it's the end of doing Tshuva, and you think you have no hope, and no. As you're trying to work upon yourself, Hudin, dry fruit, the yavish, the dry, you look at the tree, it looks like it's going to die, it has no leaves on it, it looks black, it looks like it has no life to it. And Tu B'Shvat is this Rosh Chodesh, and it has the sap, the chias comes into it now, and rejuvenate, has new life to it, who within a person also should realize that he is like a Odom Eitz HaSoto, Shnaki V'Polp, and never be Miyayish, and also should rejuvenate himself, and have a new chias for himself, and never give up hope, always give himself more chias and more life to himself. That's one reason else. We have various dry fruit, or they say also comes out in Pash B'Shalach. Why not Pash B'Shalach? Also Kleisol by Kriyas Yamsuf. They looked like they had no hope. It was tough. The Mitzvah were coming. They were surrounded by the Yam. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved them. You should never give up hope. There's always a way out. As long as you're alive, you'll still have chias. You have a chance to have chias.
You like to share the Yam on dry fruit?
I don't think so.
What?
Right. No, eat pears to make sure. Some of them on apple don't eat pears, so make sure. It's not totally. Another meaning, there are common minyanim, minhagim, exactly how to eat the pears, just to mention them. Some bring down how many pears you should eat. Every single pear you find in the shuk. Every single one, the minhag you put down to eat. Some bring down the minhag, no, only to eat just 30 pears. Not all of them, just 30. Why? Because 10 ounces are olam apriya, 10 ounces are olam yisiyah, and 10 ounces are olam yisiyah. Some bring down the minhag of eating just 15 pears. Some bring down the minhag of just eating 13, ounces echot, gmashia 13. Some bring down the minhag of just eating pears, eretz Yisrael. Why that Perish Eretz Yisrael? So put down the Luch of Eretz Yisrael, because to show that it's Rosh Hashanah for the Ilonis of Trumas and Maisvis, that even the Moshe, specifically this year, that we're switching over this Shabbos from Maisa Sheni to Maisa Oni, because switching from the second year to the third year has a melee to it. There's a minig of eating Daka Chuvim, Boxer, there's a minig of eating Asurikim, some have a minig Daka during the day, some have a minig eating it Daka at night, some have a minig of saying Tikkun, saying Shira Malas, there's a Sefer Priyei Tzadur that has a whole Nusach, what to say, that some people up all night learning Zohar, and learning the Nyonim negate the Pri, and learning the Torah, and they learn the Torah, negate the Pri, and the Zohar negate the Pri, and then they make the Brach on the Pri. So all these different Nyonim and Tikkunim, exactly what to do. The Bnei Yeshiva don't really seem to do it, however, there are some around, and the people do it. Each one is a female hogway. However, again, back to Mu'la Alocha, is, again, Rav Doi said, E Paris and Shachyanu, with the Makov Shachyanu. So if you look at Yaakov Kaplan, his Luach, he writes on this week, on the Shabbos, he writes, there's no Chiv and Shachyanu. If there's no Chiv, there's no Makov. The Daki Chaim Vashon, the Munkaj says also that we're not Mendactic to say Shachyanu. But Meister, and a lot of people do say Shachyanu, what's the reason for it? So there's a Yishalmi in End of Kedushin. The Yishalmi says, Rabbi Chizkiyah and Rav Koyim Hashem Rav said, Osid Odom Litan Din V'Cheshbin Akol Sh'oris Einai V'Loi Ochol. A person is going to give Din V'Cheshbin and everything he saw and he did not eat. What that means, there's an Asilah Shasharm in Precious and Perek Gimel explains it. But first, the Gemara starts off saying, everyone is going to give Din V'Cheshbin of what he saw and he did not eat. And the Gemara goes on weiter, Rav Eliezer, Choshes Lahadosh Musa, Rav Elazar was choshed with this shmeitza. Matzbis lay pritim v'achol behind mikol mila achad b'shaita. He gathered frutas, he gathered money together, and he went to go buy things for to eat each min al-cholapachos once a year. Because everyone gave din v'chashbin, why did he not? He saw Paris and did not eat it. Therefore, Rav Elazar was makbit to the cholapachos to eat every min the cholapachos once a year. That's the word of the Gemara. Chad b'shaita, once a year. Spotan alochem mishabruim sim reish chafei in sivkon yutes. He quotes Yishalmi, and his words are: the mitzvah leechel ma'at mikol min chodesh bashana. It's a mitzvah to eat every year for the min chodesh of that year. Vatam, what is the reason for it? Kedei laharish shechov lo yepriyasa yishalach kodesh baruch hu, to show your chiba and your love for kodesh baruch hu, that every year, every time there's a new pri and you don't see, you don't take it, you have a right. You can show your chiba and your love to kodesh baruch hu and have other persons to do it. It's a Taz over there, Mogan Avron, Behetiv, they're all bringing down this Yishalmi. They have a little bit different reason explaining the Yishalmi, what the reason is, but they're bringing down the Yishalmi that everyone should eat every year, all the minim that you can find, the whole pachas once a year. So even though they're not talking about specifically Tu B'Shvat, however, Lachur, since on Tu B'Shvat we're eating Paris, and it's Rosh Hashanah, and it is Rosh Hashanah to the Ilanas, therefore, the Heintik Achoyim say, based upon this, that's what came out the minig that people are makbid to say Shachyanu on Tu B'Shvat. Because if this is the best time, you're eating Paris anyway, you're makbid to Paris, the Chur should try to eat a Shachyanu. To go a little bit through Shachyanu, what's Negea, what people do, is first, Shachyanu you only eat on something that is seasonal, something that is grown on the tree all year round, a person does not make a shachianu. A marshal, a coconut, that even though in Eretz Yisrael you cannot get coconuts all year round, however, in the tropical cities, they are there all year round, and you cannot make a shachianu on a coconut. Even though I see people do, they're making a mistake. Something that's grown on a tree all year round is not a seasonal fruit, and therefore you will not make a shachianu on that. Mashenkin, the marshal, chestnuts, that they can buy and sell only during the winter, it's only grown during the winter, it's only seasonal. Echlami, luchor, you make a shachianu on a chestnut. What about an charuvim, boxer? When you're in yeshiva, they gave out to all the kids in yeshiva a boxer, everyone can buy a boxer. Do you make a shachianu on that? So, boxer itself is a seasonal fruit. It does not grow all year round. And therefore, al pisvar, you say to make a shachianu, and the Netek Avril brings down the minig of square, but then echnami, they make shachianu on charuvim. However, in the Sefer B'zayis HaBracha, he brings down the Yitzhak Yashiv, she make a shachianu on boxer. And Yashiv says, since we're not ruggle to eat it, it's not something we usually eat, we're only eating it al tuba shvat, therefore we should not make a shachianu. It's brought down over there in Zayis HaBracha from Daniel Fisher's Hatzal, Kimish Enu Gim La'achlam, Rak Behemoth Eichlam Oysam. It's Michael Behemoth, animals eat it. Make a shachianu on Michael Behemoth. As the Zayis HaBracha over there explains, that the Maisa is not so much simcha of it, because if you give you simcha, you would eat it all year round. It's much sweeter in El when it's on the tree and it's sweet and soft. Now you're getting it's hard and it's not, it doesn't even taste good. The best part of the seeds that you play with, there's no mila to it. And it's Michael Behemoth. Since there is no simcha, like vegetables, the Minim Klai Yisrael does not make a shechianu on vegetables. The Shulchan says, Chayodim, the kids are why? Because there is no simcha. Who didn't box any tainas? There's no simcha. There's also a sefer, Shiris Shloimel on Oisik of Tess. He asked the Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, if you make a shechianu on chuvim, the Moshe says, if you don't like it, you don't. Why? There is no simcha, you don't make a shechianu on chuvim. Therefore, even though I'll be svara, boxer, a person should make shechianu, however, Shlomo Zalman, Tain Fisher, and the Moshe all three say, you should not, it does not give you simcha.
But you don't like the
start. So it could, whether you like the taste.
Yeah.
So it could be then if everyone does except you're different, could be it's something likable, but this is Michael Behemo. I don't know, it's not Michael Behemo. No, it could be they eat it more times, just not as a sweet thing.
But
boxer, now it gets dried out, but that's on the tree we make. No, shachian, if you never had it you would make a shachian on it. That's, yeah, the only reason they're arguing is because it's not that it's Michael Behemo. Nothing in the gear to a box. Can you get? In L you can get, yeah.
Huh?
Try to get.
Well,
you know. No, that's fresh. It's seasonal. In L it's very soft and it's very sweet. But I don't know why people don't eat it. Michael Behemo, they just fall off the tree, no one cares about them.
Being soft, we don't make shakyan.
No, it's still, you won't eat it. No one buys it, no one eats it. It's Michael Behemo.
Okay,
this
is the
sauce.
Dried out, then you made
the sauce. That's very good. Nothing negate to boxer is, I think, Zidua, it's a tloyim of bugs. And there are three different madregas in bugs. There's one thing called meat she'ina matzoi, there's something called meat amatzoi, and something called muxik tloyim. Three things. One is meat that's not usually found, one is meat that is found, and there's something called muxik. Something is muxik of having tloyim. That's 100%, again, not 100%, has a chazak of having tloyim. That means even if you cannot, no way for you to check the fruit, let's say cooked it already, you cannot eat it. Lamashal, muxik tloyim is something like ta'inim, figs. Figs are muxik tloyim, and you have to check them. And someone told me, b'shem of David Morgenstern yesterday, that the shayla when you eat figs is not, did you find any, but did you find them all? That's the shayla. Avada, the are there. The shayla is, you find them all. Sometimes muxik tloyim, avada, the person has a chiv to check, and you have to do a very good job, a very hard job. Another thing that's muxik tloyim is boxer. Charuvim is muxik tloyim. It's on the list in all the bug books. And it's muxik, and therefore, even though when you get in yeshiva and everyone walks around biting and eating it, you're eating bugs. So, the law is, what?
That's what it is.
So what you have to do, as it's put down in the biggest tloyim and others for him, that you have to cut it sideways and slice it thin sideways and open it up and check. Very hard to slice it because it's hard, but you have to slice it sideways and check the whole thing because it's muxa tloyim. If not, it's a chesaron of a bayav tloyim. Let's say a person gets a boxer or a tainim and he doesn't want to slice it because it's a pain in the neck. What?
White, black, green.
In the pictures it looks black. So it's very much like the brown.
They're inside or outside?
No, they're inside. At least in the Revised book, in the New Chelik Beis, you can open up and it has the pictures. It's very nice. So he writes in Chelik Aleph, let's say you don't want to check your box or you don't want to check your Tainim, let's say, what should you do with them? Give it to your neighbor, what should you do with them? See, Patashka, three times, if you want to be Machma and you want to be, don't want to eat any bugs and you're choshish for that, Echami, don't use the Patashka, so you can go throw it out. If you're doing it out Chumra, you don't want to get involved with bugs, that you have no use the Patashka, and you can throw it out. Another minig is brought down is the Indian of eating, or the Indian of the different Hogim by an Esterik. There's one minig of an Esterik that's put down from the Eschoscha, that people must follow for an esrog on to Bishrat, that when it comes next year on for Sukkot, you should get a kosher esrog, a mehudik esrog, and in the filo dafka on to Bishrat. Another Indian negate an esrog.
Even on Shabbos?
I don't know. I looked to see for Master Shabbos, who has a kolom, a few hundred pages about waking down for on Shabbos, and he didn't write about esrog. I don't know.
Paramis.
What?
Paramis.
Sorry?
Paramis.
Yeah.
So
Another thing is brought down the Gemara Shon Daf Yudal and Beis. Brought down that Bekiv himself, he plucked an esrog. He took an esrog off the tree on Tu B'Shvat. Partially, he took off the tree on Tu B'Shvat. Why to eat it? Who else to eat it? The Olam says why to eat on Tu B'Shvat is has kama schoolers. A school of childbirth shouldn't be that hard. What's the school of that you should finish off that year? You should live the whole year. It's a school of that you should be zeich an esrog. No, kama schoolers to alter four to eat an esrog on Tu B'Shvat has its schoolers. Should a person make a shachyanu as shachyanu? Do you make a shachyanu on an esrog or not? So there are some who are like to make a shachinu on esrog. Put on the benish chai in pashas v'rei in shana aleph and oisid aleph. That some do make a shachinu on an esrog. However, among the poskim, there are different reasons why you should not. One reason is based upon the Gemara in a sukkah. The Gemara says that on the esrog tree goes. The esrog is on the tree for 2-3 years. It's shown on the ilan for 2-3 years. It says in Mishavua, since it's on the tree for the whole year, therefore it's no shachianu because it's on the tree all year. It's not a seasonal fruit. Therefore, we should not make shachianu. Mishavua calling kamal paiskim. One reason. Another reason, an interesting reason, is what the Lekki Yosha, the Talmud Shemus Sedeshin writes, and other paiskim that on Sukkot, the person took the Abaminim, and when he took the Abaminim, he said shachianu. So he already said shachianu on the Abaminim. Because Be'etzim, when should a person say shachianu on fruit? The law is in Simon Reish Chafei, the Mechaba says when you see it. However, we're knowing not to make shachianu on the fruit when we see it. However, when we eat it, give this more, because that's when we Be'etzim have simcha. However, Mekha, then you should say shachianu when you see it. So when you took the Abaminim, you had them in your hands, you saw the Esrog, you made shachianu, therefore you said shachianu already on the Esrog. Comes along to Bishvat, and you want to make shachianu again, you already said shachianu, it's Baruch Levatala. And that's what Shlomo Klugin, Efel Choshloim, the Simitalik Bey says, and Alei Lo Yibol, the Yisra of Shlomo Zalman, said the same reason. You already said Shechinu, but you can't make another Shechinu on an Esrog. The time that you can ask back upon that is that I don't think anyone had a mind when they took the Abaminim to say Shechinu on the Pri. They had Shechinu on the Mitzvah. And before, you didn't have Shechinu on the Pri, because the Soviets is Kasho. So maybe it's Erich Rami, next year Pesach, a person should remember, say Shechinu, have a mind also for the Pri itself. Eishel Ayin. Another reason they bring down Avshay Shechianu is because it's usually fried, smetugan, different surah, if you don't make Shechianu. But the Maisa, among the places, they say you should not make your Shechianu on an Esrog. What, there's not, another din to gate an Esrog, is it's brought down that, why do we take an Esrog on Tu B'Shvat? Because we have the Dalminim on Sukkot, and what you do with the Dalminim after Sukkot, after the Zman Azav is called Tashmishi Mitzvah, and the law is you can't be mevazit, you can't throw it out to the garbage, you have to do something with it. So the Adasim and the Rovers and the Lulav we save for Bir Chometz or for Lag Boimer, whatever you do, you burn it. And therefore, you're using it for either for another mitzvah or stam. There's no bezoin in burning it. That's Be'etzim what it's made for. Wood is made to burn. However, in Esrog Pashtus, Apisvara, you can tie it maybe to put into a bonfire as a bezoin. Because Esrogim are not made to put into bonfires. What should you do with it? Therefore, Kamal Gdolim take the Esrog and make jam into it and they eat it. And specifically, they do it on Tu B'Shvat because at the end of eating it on Tu B'Shvat. Let's say you don't eat it and you have an idea what to do with it. Ish lying, maybe you can't put it in the fire, maybe because it's dried out already, maybe it's ready to burn, or maybe you wrap it up in the garbage, I'm not sure exactly what to do. Usually by the time it hits Erev Pesach, everyone loses it by then. I don't know where they all go. But that's the mission. Make sure you shouldn't. You should bet them do the right thing with it.
This dried out. You couldn't have it out.
I don't...
Like a little...
No, so put in the garbage the bazillion. Now that's also awesome. Maybe you can wrap it up, like you do chumas and mice, wrap it up maybe, or maybe you can put it in a bonfire and the fire could bless them. Now it's dry, maybe it's ready to burn. I'm not sure. This is Sikumo was mentioned. Again, we had in the Shabbat Shiva that to give the birds what to eat is machloikis. The best thing is to give the birds what to eat Erev Shabbos or Yom Rishon. Standing up in Kriyas HaTorah by Oz Yoshev was also machloikis if you're allowed to or not. And the best thing is to stand by the whole entire parsha or the whole focus of that Aliyah. On Tu B'Shvat, this is allowed from an Hogim. One al Salacha is that we don't fast and we don't say Tachnun and we don't say Tzikoscho. Why al Ksas Simcha al Yontif? Another Indian of Paris, we eat different type of Paris, we say Tikkun, we learn different things. Some people have a meaning of saying Shachyanu. However, you should not say Shachyanu, not on Esrik, not on Boxer, or not on coconuts. And another thing a person has to be very careful is about Bedikas Tzloim, checking bugs. Barak 400 years ago, the meaning of Chayasa was then that the Zman started with Chodesh Cheshvin and ended Tu B'Shvat. It ended Tu B'Shvat, that's when the Zman ended. And what would they do afterwards? It's brought down in a different swarm, in the history swarm, that they would go down to the Rid, and they would go, Klaiso would go down to Rid, all their Beim, and all the Talmidim, and they would go learn there. They would go pick any rabbi you want to learn there. It's also brought down, what would they do there? Umisha Yilei Ben Oipas, someone had a son or daughter, Leschatein, Nasa Ali Yirid, they would travel to the Rid after Tu B'Shvat, Vesham Asa Chitun, Kikol Echad Motza Sham Demyoni Vizugoi. Everyone will find someone just like him, a match, a mate, and after Tu B'Shvat, you'll go down to the Rid and you'll find somebody. Vinasa Kama Mes Chitunim, they make hundreds of chasnas, Bechol Yirid V'Yirid, Lopom Al Paim Chitunim, they make up to 2,000 chasnas by Yirid. By after Tu B'Shvat, they went down to make chasnas.
What's a
Yirid? Yirid is more shuk, open house. It's a fair. They went down, so after fear, the Rashivas were there, the Talmidim were there, and the Etzim will go learn, and when people came time to get married, they'll go make their meet their Zivug or meet their match over there. What happened in the year Shinpei Gimel, the Vat HaMedinas Lito, they got together and said, because of this Tu B'Shvat, this man ended, it caused so much Bittul Torah and the Mavatalit, and they were Masakin. From then to the Vat lasted 140 years, they were Masakin that the Zman ended with Chodesh Nisan, which we have until now. The meaning right now is Chodesh Nisan, from that time they were Masakin and Mevatalit. Why? Because it caused too much Bittul Torah. So, what? No, Chodesh Nisan. Not for him. Too much Chodesh Nisan. So, Al-Tlamaita, so to ask the Torah of other person to learn, it could be that's why in Lakewood, the famous freezer, the Maisa to Mevatal Torah, the Masaki have to go learn Torah. But the Maisa, they read, going out, meeting a Shaduchim and your dates, that's up from Tu B'Shvat. That's the Kibbevatal, that's the Mitzvah, that they keep still is. Right now, today's day and age, you go meet your Shaduch, Tu B'Shvat. However, this man still goes to his Chodesh Nisan. Maisa, everyone over here is not a gate in the freezer, not a gate in the Shaduchim. And this man goes to his Chodesh Nisan, and everyone now has the time they can learn, they have no tirdus and no achayas, and whatever you have to do before you go to America can be done after Purim. And the whole purpose, you have 1 month, they can learn Paravchus with no problem, no tirdus, and everyone should use it. If not now, when you're buffing, you have free time and free energy, and do whatever you want. Now this month, right now, it's this Shabbat is going to be Rosh Hashanah Leilonis. It's Tu B'Shvat, end of this month, it's Nayah's month, Nuas Chachas. And just like the trees have a Nuas Chachas, everyone should also try to make it a Nuas Chachas, put more chis in themselves, take the dry fruit and relighten it, and put themselves with more energy into learning. That can be Zeicha, that we should have a Nuas Chol this month.